Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Words, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
It's
today, right here on this Jay in the Morning, that's Kirk Franklin. We gonna do it today, and today you decided to start it off in the right way, right here with your girl, Miss Jay, on Miss Jay in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who's listening around the world. It is such a blessing and honor, and so exciting to start every morning off with you, Monday through Friday. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com and also featured on iartistradio.com. So excited for everybody today. We're going to get up and get out of that rut. We're going to get out of the excuses. We're going to shake off all the haters, shake off all the doubt, shake off all the depression, shake off all the procrastination. You have to get up and get moving today. Shout out to Kirk Franklin for that awesome song. I love that song. That song is a good pep song to get you up and get you going. Miss Jay in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. You've been OD'd on everything else, so why not change your thoughts, change your habits, change your actions and your words for the positive? It has been proven to increase your life. Increase it in a good way. Have a healthier, longer life. Why not do that? And why not start today? Today we have a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff in the news. Yeah. Y'all know if you ever go to the movies and, you know, your movie hop, you go into the movies, you pay for one movie, and after that movie's done, you just walk down the hallway and go to another one. Well, it actually happened. A couple got caught and faced felony charges. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. In other news, a fifth grader gets expelled for trying to stop his father from smoking. Find out how he did that. And now in the news, BlackBerry is on the up and up. The new BlackBerry Z10 has just been released and is already outselling the iPhone. So I think Apple got a bit of competition now. BlackBerry trying to come back up and take it. Also, Ms. J giveaways, Mr. Tay's Comedy Twist in Stockton, California is happening this weekend. You can win new tickets. Tickets, y'all. You can win a seat there this weekend right here on Ms. J in the Morning. But before we do that, we're going to get back into the best of inspirational music. It's your girl, Ms. J, and I'm living my life like it's golden, golden. Jill Scott right here. Tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743.
Putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge.
Yeah. Won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. Laying down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah. The floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Staying down ain't the thing for believers. I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause you met some with anointed pedigree. Yeah. I'ma be the one still. You'll be the one still.
Y'all know I love have a good time and act silly here on Miss J in the Morning. Laughter is actually helping me burn calories. It's lowering my stress and my cholesterol levels. So why don't you go ahead and have fun with me? While we're having fun, go ahead and repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the midday challenge. Y'all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? You got to repeat that to yourself over and over again. It doesn't matter what they say or do. You have the control over one person, and that's you. So make a choice to be positive. Don't let what people post on Facebook and Twitter control your day and your mood. Keep it pushing. Now, there's some things that you got to do. There will be consequences that are suffered. There will be repercussions from your actions. So make sure that your actions are positive. Even when you're trying to do something nice, you might be doing something wrong if you know about it. Let's talk about the news. A couple in Indiana is facing felony charges. Felony charges for movie hopping. Sneaking into a movie and got caught. In Indiana, a man was taking his woman out for a great day, and they decided that, you know, we don't want to, you know, go home quite yet. We want to stay and watch this new zombie flick called Warm Bodies. Heard a lot of people talk about it. I just don't like zombie movies, so Miss J ain't going to give a review on it because I just don't do the zombies. Sorry. So they went in to go see Warm Bodies, and officer came up to them and asked for their ticket. Yeah, they said they couldn't find it at first, and then the wife confessed, we did wrong. We snuck in here to watch the movie, and we didn't pay for it. Well, the officer actually pressed charges, and they could have just paid $6.75, and now they're facing felony charges. Now, while the police department says they won't be serving any time, they still have a record with a felony on it for $6.75. The crazy thing about it is the reason why they got caught is the husband was wearing an all-white suit, white vest, white pants, and white shoes with a red shirt. So it kind of stood out, so people actually had their eye on them. Now, I'm not suggesting that you break any laws or go movie hopping and not pay, but it happens. But if you do it, please dress accordingly. Don't stand out wearing all white. It ain't even Easter time. Why? It wasn't even Valentine's Day. Why are you wearing all white with a red shirt? Just trying to look fly? Going to the movies, you stood out, security guard watched you, and now you're a felon. Yeah, over less than $15. That's crazy. Like, really? Do they really deserve it? Like, do you think they should have just been kicked out, or do you really think they should have pressed charges? Well, I'm going to post it on Facebook. The forum is open, but of course we're going to get back into some more music. So y'all let me know how you feel, and tell everybody to call in. I'm giving away some tickets today. If y'all want them, you got them. I'm going to do a little twist on see who can actually win these tickets. So let's get back into some music. Here's some more Kirk Franklin and My Boy Molly music. Give me that.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. Yeah. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith. To open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Hold that love that'll never change.
let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first, he started right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Work close for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah.
I don't want any mess anymore. Aren't y'all tired of accepting mess? Settling for less, settling for the things that won't last, that you know in the beginning it wasn't even going to work out? Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. Y'all know I love that song, and I love me some Molly Music. I love me some Miss J in the Morning, and all of my listeners today, thank you so much for tuning in. We have Ms. J giveaways today, giving away some tickets to Mr. Tay's comedy show in Southern California, happening on the 2nd this weekend at Cancun, featuring BET's, one of the best comedians on BET, Who's Got Jokes, Delay, out there all over the world doing some awesome things, also featuring some singers and some good stuff that's lined up on the show. I think it's a pretty good show, and any show is good if you can get a free ticket. So make sure you call everybody. Tell them to tune in to Ms. J in the morning. Today, Ms. J giveaways. I might have to switch it up a bit. Some of y'all be calling in. I kind of got the little system y'all got. Y'all try to call in around the Ms. J giveaways only. So I might have to do trivia and see who can answer this question to win a ticket. I ain't going to make it easy on y'all. Y'all know how we do it. But we're going to go ahead and get into a commercial break real quick and come right back with some more music. We have some more news. A fifth grader was expelled from school for trying to stop his daddy from smoking. How did he do it? We'll talk about it when we get right back after this quick commercial break, y'all. Don't go nowhere. It's Miss J in the morning.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Making it happen right here on midday in the morning. Thank you so much, everybody who continues to call, man. I'm going to go ahead and get into the midday area code check-in. Since so many of y'all decided to go ahead and call in, y'all trying to win these tickets for real, for real? That's what y'all want? I think I'm going to have to ask a question out there to see if y'all can really answer it and earn these tickets. You know, I want to go. I want to chill with some cool people and have a good laugh. Let's see if we can do it. But right now, we're going to get into the midday area code check-in. Let's see if I can get through it, y'all. Got to get my vocals together. Woo! Those of you who have called in, I'm so grateful for you. And those of you who are listening on your computer, you can get in where you fit in. Now, I'm going to make a short announcement to give y'all opportunity to go ahead and call in. 714-816-4743. That's how you can rep your city by going ahead and calling in. Now, make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. Ms. J's calendar is growing, doing some awesome things all over the West Coast, y'all. And pretty soon I'll be on the East Coast. So excited to get back to ATL. So that's a little sneak peek of what's coming this year, doing some major things with some major people in some major ways. So make sure you log on, check out my calendar. If you want to invite me somewhere, I'm grateful for all of you that are on Facebook, and you guys send me invites, you guys send me personal messages to invite me to your next event. The best way to do it to get a quick response so you won't be asking me the day before your event is to log on to my website, MizJProductions.com. Go ahead and fill out the request form, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. I really do appreciate all of you guys who are inviting me to your events. I appreciate everybody who is becoming partners and supporting Ms. J in the morning and Ms. J Productions. So thank you so much. Make sure you log on to the website. All the contact information is there. If you are an artist that want to be featured on the show, you can submit your music and all your press information at artist@MizJProductions.com. Okay, let's see if I can get through this Ms. J, area code check-in. Woo! Here we go, 501-08-209-916-662-404-818-770-323-978-310-702-510-408-684-608-634-302-202. I see you, too. I got you, boo. Did I get 323? Did I get y'all? I got you, too. Did I get 213? You just called in too late. Welcome to Ms. J in the Morning, everybody. Everybody who's calling in, I love you so much. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to you, too. We got the Ms. J giveaway coming up. But right before that, some more babies in the news, y'all. They messing with my kids. Y'all, not my kids. Not Ms. J, only got one. Don't be speaking that into the atmosphere now. I'm talking about the babies. Y'all know I don't like when you mess with the kids. Now, a fifth grader. In fifth grade, how old are you these days? You're like seven, eight or nine. I don't know. You're around there. You're under 10 years old in the fifth grade, and he's been suspended, facing expulsion from school for trying to stop his dad from smoking. Now, that's a good thing, right? It's very innocent and it's sweet. You know, smoking is bad for your health. It's a horrible habit to have. It's a bad habit and it's hard to kick. But, you know, the kid sees dad going through some things and he wants his dad to live a healthier life. So he takes some things from him to stop his dad from smoking. Unfortunately, what he was stopping his dad from smoking is marijuana. Yeah. Yeah, the fifth grader took the marijuana out of his dad's car because he didn't want his dad to smoke anymore and took it to his teacher and told his teacher that he took the marijuana to stop his dad from smoking. He didn't want his dad smoking it anymore because he didn't like the way his dad acted after he smoked the marijuana. Of course, by law, the teacher had to report it to the principal. The principal had to report it to authorities, and the boy was suspended and facing expulsion. Now, policy is policy. The school board says they have to follow policy. It's the law, no matter the age. But I don't know if the child should get expelled. I don't even think he should have been suspended. I really think it was something innocent. Now, as far as the parents being reprimanded, how much marijuana it was, they did not say. But apparently the little boy is just sick of his daddy smoking and did not like the way his daddy was acting and thought the teachers could intervene. And that's why we have a lot of youth that is disrespectful to authority, because they don't understand the law. So now he's getting punished for trying to do something good. So my issue with this situation is that now in fifth grade and as he gets older, the boy is going to think twice about doing things. And even though he was doing the right thing, by trying to stop his dad from doing something bad and going to a mentor, somebody he trusted to help him, he was punished and reprimanded. And so if he ever tries to do anything again, by human nature, he might not. Now, I'm hoping this doesn't change his perspective about school authorities and all that, but you can only imagine how scared he might be, how confused he might be. I mean, fifth grade, you're still trying to figure it out. You're not like in high school. You know, you're still kind of young and innocent and naive to a lot of things. So now he's suspended from school, missing out from his education, just by trying to save his dad from smoking. You know, that's really sad. Don't mess with my babies. He's trying to help his daddy out, y'all. So, you know, I'm going to get back into some music. I'm going to open the forum. I'm going to go ahead and post it on Facebook. Let's talk about it. Y'all let me know how y'all feel. I love y'all feedback. I love how y'all get in and try to talk about it. Try to text me or send me messages to discuss what happened on the show. But we're going to get out of all this mess. We're going to break free. So here's Lauryn Hill. I get out, and we'll be right back after this. It's Ms. J in the Morning.
I get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. This thinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, that's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of social bondage. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. What you say, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. The passion in this living. Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out of these traditions all alive.
Inspired, and you tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning. Holla!
Today is a brighter day. Gotta make a move. Gotta work on me today. Got to move forward. I really have no time. Today, I'm moving on today, 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 today.
blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, and you can listen to the show archive Toya Nash latest today right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Y'all let me know how y'all like that. Ms. J Faves contest is coming up again, so make sure you log on to the website MsJProductions.com and vote for your favorite local artist. Right before that, Lauryn Hill, I get out of that rut, y'all. We got to make sure that we think for ourselves. We're studying to show ourselves approved. Don't just take what someone says as gold. You know, do the research. It's okay. You don't have to do it in a disrespectful way. Ask questions. Don't just be stuck because everybody's doing it and this is the way that it has to be. That doesn't mean that everybody's doing the right thing. Y'all remember that saying parents used to say, well, if everybody jumps off the bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge too? It's that type of thing. You got to get out of the box. You got to get out of the rut. Get out of the routine of life and do something different. People that are highlighted in the world are because they're doing something different. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. They're stepping above. They're stepping out. They're going far. They're going beyond what normal people are doing, and it's okay to be normal, but don't sit there and complain and be frustrated about the way your life is if you're not doing the actions or taking the actions necessary to change your own life. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You can't play the victim. It's not always because somebody did something to you or somebody didn't do something for you. Excuse me. You have to take responsibility for yourself and for your own actions and what you accepted in your life. There are going to be people that are going to disappoint you. There are going to be people that are going to leave you. There are going to be people that are going to stay there for you, and they're not. But how you deal with the situation determines the outcome of the situation, not the actions, not the players. It's you. Make a choice to be positive in life, and I'm positively, absolutely ready to give away some free tickets. Now, I know a lot of people are calling in because they want to win. So what we're going to do today, in order to help out myself and help out you, is that we're only going to give away one ticket today, and I'll try to give away another one tomorrow, right before the show, maybe a little bit more later on. So in order to win the tickets, I'm going to ask a question. It's a real simple question. If you can answer this question correctly, press number one, I'll randomly choose somebody to answer the question, and if you answer it correctly, you certainly win the ticket. Now, what are you winning the ticket for? It's in Stockton, California. Those of you who are not in the area, if you're close enough to get there, make sure that you can. This coming Saturday, March 2nd, Mr. Tay's Comedy Twist featuring DeLay. He's been a great comedian, being featured on BET, he's been featured on Bill Bellamy, who's got jokes. Really funny man. Also some local artists. There'll be some music. There'll be some poetry at Cancun, downtown Stockton, doing it big. Ms. J is going to be in the building. Got my team there that's going to represent. So if you want to join us free, you can get your seat at Mr. Tay's Comedy Twist. And the question is,
There is an artist that Miss J loves to feature on her show. It's one of her favorite, if not the most favorite artist ever. I'll give you a hint. He was featured on a song today, and it's a male artist. Yeah. Who's my favorite artist? I feature him at least every show. If you can answer that question, go ahead and hit number one right now. Those of you who are hitting number one, I will choose from the area codes that are closer to Stockton, 209-916-310-510. If you have a West Coast number, or if you don't and you still hit number one, you think you can answer it and get here by this weekend, you might be traveling, I'll go ahead and get you too. So the question is, who is Miss J's favorite male artist that she features a lot, and he was actually featured on a song that was played today? If you have the answer, hit number one now. I will call out the last four digits of the phone number, the last four digits of your phone number, the area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you can answer this question, I'll go ahead and give you a ticket. You know what? Since everybody's hit number one, don't worry. If I don't call you, I'm going to ask another question. I'll give away two today. How about that? We'll give away two tickets. So the first question is, who's Miss J's favorite male artist that she features almost every day? And he was featured on a song today. Caller 209-7359. You are live on the air. Who are we speaking with? Caller 7359, you are live on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Otis.
It's Otis. All right, Otis, do you have the answer to the question? Who's my favorite artist?
Is it Ty Tribbett?
No, it's not Ty Tribbett. Sorry. Right. Sorry, Otis. Didn't get it. Thanks for calling in anyway. Caller 209-5532, last four digits, 5532. You are live on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Sharon Cookie Charles.
Sharon Charles again. Let's see if you can answer this question. Who is my favorite artist that was actually featured on a song today?
Mally Music.
Oh, you got it, girl. You know it is. Congratulations once again. Y'all, we don't think this is set up. I promise you, the girl is on it. Congratulations, you won a free ticket this Saturday, 8 p.m., Cancun Restaurant in Stockton, California, Mr. Tay's Comedy Twist featuring headliner, comedian, extraordinaire, Delay. Congratulations on your free ticket, girl. Mally Music, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your continued support and your love. Doing it big right here on Miss J in the Morning. This girl done won almost everything that we done gave away. Mally Music is the answer. Mally Music, congratulations, Sharon, for winning yet again another Miss J giveaway. Now, let's answer another question to see if you can get a second ticket. I'll go ahead and do it, y'all. I told you I love you. I love giving away stuff. So here's the next question. Right before the Miss J giveaway, what was the last song played? Press number one. Now, you guys have to understand. Let's make it clear. If you hit number one and you just hit number one again, you took yourself out of the queue. You took yourself out of the queue if you are already on number one on hold. So hit number one again if you want to still be on hold again. Now, right before Miss J giveaway, what was the last song that was played? That's too easy, y'all. It was the last song that I played before I start talking on today's show. Do y'all know the answer? Anybody else? Y'all scared now because y'all can't think about the last song I guess I talked too much. I'm going to go ahead and get into some more music because now everybody's afraid. They don't want to hit number one. Those of you who are out of state, I apologize. I'm getting messages right now on Facebook and text messages because people want to go and they know the answer. But you guys are not here. Are you guys going to be here on Saturday? If you're not going to be here on Saturday, I can't give you a ticket to California because I can't pay for your airfare. So I appreciate those of you who are blasting out the answer on Facebook and on my text message. But unfortunately, those in Northern California are paying attention to the last song that was played. So let's get into some more music, and maybe tomorrow I'll give away a ticket. So far, we got one winner today. And we'll go ahead and keep it rolling right here on this day in the morning. I love y'all. Y'all keep me smiling and laughing. Y'all are a mess. Here's Life Jennings. Hey, it could have been worse. You could have just got on here and made a complete fool of yourself, but you didn't. It's all in love. Here's Life Jennings on Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. You always complain about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light there. Hell, there's people that don't even got light. You know? So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle, because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on. I was going through some changes in my life, cussing and complaining every night, telling God the way he's treating me ain't right, and how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me and say, you got the audacity to fix your mouth to disrespect. How soon we forget. And he said, remember, we were sick and you got better. Remember, I put your family back together. Remember, I could have cut you off forever. So no matter how bad you think it hurts, it could have been worse. Mama's hooked on drugs, and this depression got some folks losing their home. They spent their whole life saving for. It's petty in comparison. Tell me you would switch places with them.
You only go to God to complain,
but have you ever went to him to just say pain?
Don't you remember?
Could have been worse right here on this day in the morning. That's Life Jennings. Y'all don't trip about everything that's going on right now in your life. It could have been worse. You could have had it worse. Every time you complain about things that are going on in your life, think about it. There are some people going through some things worse than you right now. Don't stress about the things that you don't have, you wish you would have had, you could have had, you should have had. Just be grateful for what you do have. Be content with where you are right now. But they got to do it too. Sometimes I get to some points where I'm like, God, I'm so frustrated. But I got to be content with where I am and with where God is taking me. Because I know it's going to be better. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for me. It's going to be better for us all. It's greater later, what my aunt used to say. It'll be greater later. Make sure you tune in every day on this day in the morning. We're at the end of the show, y'all. I love it.
But I'm going to leave with a little bounce in it, get y'all going for the day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I'm going to give away another ticket. Don't worry, y'all. Y'all get another opportunity to win. Shout out to Sharon again for winning her free ticket. Just go everywhere. This girl just gets going, but I love her. I love all of you guys. And here's Amber Bullitt. Oh, it's been so good. So let's party, y'all. It's Miss J in the morning, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tries to get me